Okay, I hear you say, but what if you've got a more challenging name, something with two, three, or four syllables or more? Well, all you have to do is just break the name down into syllables and just make more complex scenes. So, for instance, the name Radwanski. Now, I would break that down into Rad, Wand, and Ski. Rad makes me think of radiator, wand, a magic wand, and ski, a ski, of course. So where there's a will, there's a way. You can break any name down into syllables and consequently pictures. Take the name Doherty. I think of Docker's tea. Hathaway makes me think of hats away. How about Jameson? Well, Jame in the sun. Oppenheimer, open home. Or Rachmaninoff. You could have Rack Man in oven. It doesn't have to be exact, the match. You're just looking for a trigger. How about Nietzsche? Well, I think of knee itcher. Now, what if two people double up? Supposing I meet somebody else in the audience called Leo. No problem at all. All I do is transport that person to a different part of the ship. Or if there are three or four Leos, then they just mix around the helm of the ship, or they may be in a life raft or somewhere else. In fact, it even helps because I can group them all together. Okay, so what about 300 people? Well, it doesn't just happen. I don't suddenly absorb all the information from 300 people. I have to work methodically, one at a time. It just takes a bit longer, but I can guarantee I've got them all in my head. And what I do is I transport 300 people off to different parts of the world. Now try it. It really does work. Okay, so just to recap, give a face a place. Study a face and just think who they remind you of. Take the nearest lookalike. They might look like McEnroe, or an arch villain, an actor, a hero, or maybe a relative or friend. Just allow the resemblance to take them to a place. If somebody looks like Tiger Woods, then base the scene around Augusta. Use colourful, imaginative scenes to remember the name. Okay, so what if they don't have a lookalike? Well, use What's My Line. Where would you expect that person? Where would they work? Look at the person and see what sort of job they would likely to have, like a law enforcement officer or a bank clerk or a hairdresser. Use their place of work to provide a mental backdrop. Now, what if that person doesn't take you anywhere? What if that person doesn't have a lookalike, or you can't think what job they've got? So in that case, you would use a feature link. Maybe they're called Pearson, so they've got piercing eyes. Or they're Cooper, so you can imagine them being barrel-shaped. Now, the most powerful one that I think is the first name places. Let the first name transport that person to a place. So if their name is Dennis, you could take them to the dentist. If their name is Zoe, they'd go to a zoo.